You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
First time shot comes in. Oh, Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction from FC United's weekend encounter with Gainsborough Trinity.
Hello, I'm Will McGuinness, and welcome to everybody, and all the best to FC United. Radio especially.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. And we start with FC United's encounter at Gainsborough Trinity. So could Carl Margeson's men end the away campaign on a high? It's over to Marv Withers now with a match report. Marv.
Well, it turns out FC could, Cockers. Yes, thank you very much. FC United won 1-0 at Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday afternoon, courtesy of a superb Jerome Wright strike in the 53rd minute in the penultimate game of the Reds' first season in the Vanarama National League North. With safety from relegation already assured in midweek for Carl Margeson's side, the game had the feel of a pre-season friendly. However, there were still points to be played for, and the Reds made sure they took all three.
But FC United, Emily, look more lively up front since the introduction of Tom Greaves.
Yeah, they certainly do. It's good to see, Greaves and Johnson playing off each other. I think it just adds a different dimension. You know, they play closer together. Wolfie was playing further out wide to try and encourage some width, which left Johnson on his own. So they help each other. They've got, you know, just a different option, somebody else to look for.
Oh, it's Tong. Tong heads it neatly for Tom Brown. Tom Brown spreads it out right to Thompson. Thompson now flicks it towards Jerome Wright. Can Jerome Wright control this? Kelly, yes, he can. Beautifully on the volley. It's the 18-yard box. Jerome Wright trying to tease. Picks it and scores! A fine goal at the far post. And if ever a game needed a goal, it's got one now.
Yeah.
And beautiful ball across there. And Jerome Wright just control the ball beautifully, settle himself, and to the keeper's left, to the far post, and a goal. And now Gainsborough Trinity looking for that point today of something to do, and the game springs to life, Emily.
Yeah, certainly that's exactly what this game needed, you know, a goal to really inject something in it. Gainsborough, vital point to keep them safe. What a ball, great ball in to find Jerome Wright. It was at a difficult angle. I wasn't expecting that at all, but he's controlled it, taken it past the defender, and he's picked his spot perfectly.
Thanks, Marv. Here are the FC Live team concluding their coverage of Saturday's game.
Well, that is the game over. FC United's final away game of the season, and victory for Carl Margeson's men. A goal to nil, a great goal by Jerome Wright. The ball initially was one of those, again, diagonal balls that a lot of the teams in this division hit the ball well over there, over the shoulder. In comes there's a glass of champagne, being taken onto the pitch for FC United. Man, well, we say a glass, a pint pot. Well, he had an opportunity to basically leave the ground with his bottle, and now he's sitting on the goal line. Why did he do that? Because basically they're going to let him go. He was only presenting.
Birthday boy.
Just let him go, lads.
No
need any heavy-handed tactics.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting a round of applause. Tom Greaves has spat it out. Going, what is that? It's warm. Oh, he's going that way now.
He's dancing as he goes.
You just say, go on, get back in there. I mean, it's he's doing a jig. This is funnier than a man doing press-ups.
Yeah.
Are they taking it in good grace? No, they're probably going to break his arm, actually, by the looks of it.
well, with him. The stewards are being a bit...
They've gone from being jovial to being a little heavy-handed, shall we say. So as I say, yeah, well, that was interesting. The players are now below us, going off. And, well, as I say, FC United finishing off the season away from home with a game to go on next Saturday. But a good performance all round, Emily, really. It was a game that really, for nothing, no team to either, it was all probably about who wanted it a little bit more today and a bit of quality, and that's what we got. The quality came in the shot and the goal from Jerome Wright. And your overall thoughts, Emily?
Yeah, your classic end of season, not much in it. Like you say, I think the second half where you saw FC step up a gear and they took control, then a fantastic strike from Jerome, and he could have doubled it a couple of minutes later. But yeah, a good performance, comfortable throughout. No real tests for Dylan. He came up with one decent save from a free kick that had been drilled into him. But
Jarman was with pace as well, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he
really
got his
was.
Body in the way, and all he could do was just parry it away, which is, you know, at this stage of the season, and a bit of a bobbly surface in front of the 6-yard area. You know, he's done very, very well there.
Yeah, he certainly has. And they were in control. They killed the game off with just keeping possession in the second half, just moving the ball around. I think the introduction to Tom Greaves really helped the team when he was playing up with Johnson initially in that first half. And then when you can bring the likes of Daniels on, you know, fresh legs and the amount of running that he's got.
Of course, yeah.
That time in the game. Good performance in the end. Did what they needed to do. Professional.
Well, this time last season, Daniels was scoring the goal that got us promoted, and today he comes on a substitution or sub, and you know, just works well. And as I say, good blend of the team, good blend for the team, FC United. You know, they've got some good players in there, and for next season we can build. And well, not forgetting we've got a game against the league champions, Solihull Moor, on Saturday at Broadhurst Park, and I think that'll be quite a good test, really. So see if we can measure up. We did really well against them, and they are a very good team. That's why they're champions. However, you know, I think we want to go out on a high. Send fans, over to the US of A or wherever, enjoy the pre-season happy. And
I think every team, you want to finish on a high. You want to finish with a win. Just to celebrate the season, we've done a lot, learned a lot this year from the beginning. There's been a lot of changes. We've brought in, you know, different personnel, better players, you know, more quality in there now. Like you say, it's something to build on. There's players there that, you know, as the more they play together, the more they get used to each other, we'll see a decent FC team next year from the beginning of the season, you know, hit the ground running.
And that's vitally important, isn't it, for next season? It's hit the ground running very early.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't really get off to any sort of a start this year. It took us quite a while to settle into this division, into the level that we're playing at. But we've learned from that and get a decent pre-season.
So that's youth and agility for
you.
There's
no one. Whoever sits in this press bench who'd be able to do that.
It's only him, I think.
Yeah.
He's just basically limboed, sort of like a 90-degree angle.
With grace and finesse.
And a smile on his face.
Any road, just to let Gainsborough Trinity fans know who've decided to listen to us instead of the BBC, and you've chose wisely, it looks like with the results the way they are, going into the last game of the season, that you're going to be safe, because Brackley Town are drawing 1-1 at the moment and they're 4 points behind you. So, you know, Lowestoft do have a game in hand. But
you see it on show today, Gainsborough today. I mean, you know, they're a good team. They are a decent team, really, and they should be. You would have thought, you know, whether they thought they were safe before today, maybe that performance is you know, reflects it. But I think the quality will shine through. You've got one game to go. I think you're safe. But
speaking of one game to go. Just a reminder that this is the last week of Swampy for a whole year. Before he
maybe more. Maybe
before
wrong.
He sods off. Don't say that.
He doesn't like that.
No, I don't like that. Just 1 year he's going for. This is his farewell tour coming up this week, folks. There's one FC Live remaining. That's on Saturday for Solihull Moors. Join us next week if you're not joining the Armchair Army tour of the ground on Saturday. But there's four football matches that FC Radio is commentating on in the next 5 days. And they are on Monday night.
Yeah. We've got
the Manchester Challenge Trophy between Earlham Steel and Wivenshaw Town. Join us at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, we've got Salford, maybe against Ashton United.
It looks like it now, yeah, this morning.
In the Evostick NPL semi-final playoff.
Totally unbiased commentary for that one.
On Wednesday night, live from Ewan Fields, we've got the Manchester Premier Cup final between Mosley and Stalybridge Celtic.
Completely and utterly unbiased for that one, Mosley. Come on.
And on Friday, live from Farsley Celtic, we've got the Dudeson final, Scarborough against To Be Announced.
Yeah, we're still waiting. They're still waiting for the finalists.
Could be Marine or Colwyn Bay.
And they're playing on the Thursday, aren't they?
Tuesday.
No, they play the Tuesday and then the final on the Friday. So get yourself to one of them and then obviously the game on Saturday.
So join us if you're not going to any of those on FC Radio all the way through the week. Every night, 7 o'clock, we'll be doing football. Yeah. Bizarrely.
Ben.
Yes?
Maybe we might have to do something Thursday just for the sake of it.
Well, I'll look around.
Yeah, we'll have a look around. Yeah. See what's going on.
We'll see what's happening in Littleton Road. Anyway, thank you to Swamper.
Thank
you to Emily. Thank you to Stato Paul. Thank you to Stephen Wood. And thank you to James Quinn. This has been FC Live. Coming up now is an all-new show with no name. And then Supporters Direct Weekly. But from everyone here in Lincolnshire, you have a lovely weekend.
Enjoy yourselves.
And each other.
Enjoy yourself.
Swampy, Ben and Emily there from Saturday afternoon.
What can we talk about?
I'll just talk about football and stuff.
Well, let's talk about the fact that Tom Greaves made a big difference. Should we start with that, Swampy?
He made some difference. Right, goodbye.
Well, I tried.
You did.
Have a great summer, everyone.
His introduction. I mean, that's one of the good things, isn't it? You've got a decent squad where you can change players around, like for like, and create a bit more oomph in the middle of the sort of towards the, you know, in the final third. He did that this afternoon, didn't he?
Because Matthew Wolfenden did have a quiet first half, really, didn't he? He didn't feel, but Greaves, as soon as he came on, he just presses very hard, a bit more physical, perhaps.
He does. I mean, Wolfenden's role is a little bit slightly different, a bit deeper. Moves into the channels quite a lot. I think he got an injury just before the first half finish. I think an elbow into the ribs, really, and it was no point at this stage of the season, you know, in risking him. So the change came in that second half, and you know, the likes of Harry Winter could come on, who is only going to get better in FC shirt. And equally, you know, as you say, Tom Greaves has come on there. We've got also the likes of Daniels coming on, and you know, they're good players. They know FC inside out, and they're you know, they pressed and they caused quite a lot of problems for the home team this afternoon.
And I thought the defence, you know, did their job, were very conscientious. Dale Tong a few times just getting the block in, and early on there was a few shots that Gainsborough had where players just got bodies in the way, and kept it pretty tight, really. And how do you feel with Dylan Forth? Does he it's his first clean sheet? Do you think he's been given a run here, even though Dave Carnell's fit again, because United are safe now and it's a chance to give him some first-team action?
He played last week, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he didn't have a particularly bad game. And I think at this stage of the season, you know, Carney will probably understand there's a young goalkeeper. You know, Carney's now, 31, I think. You've got a goalkeeper in Dylan Forth, who's about 19. Gaining a bit of experience, you know, wearing the shirt of FC United and Manchester can only help him. I think one thing he's got to his game, he can clear the ball very well. Mm-hmm. He's confident in his shot stopping ability. In this division, I think the experience he'll gain from this is tremendous. I think he could maybe for next season. I mean, I know he was at Witton Albion earlier the season when he left the development squad at Aston Villa. But the kid's got quite a lot. If he was to look like he's going to grow about another 3 or 4 inches, I think you can see the makings of a very, very good goalkeeper, a top quality goalkeeper that could maybe certainly stick into this division or even maybe go higher, because he's got a lot of other things to his bow, so to speak. But you see, I mean, you know, there's a few goalkeepers that are quite small. Sam Ashton was 6'1". Spider himself, you know, not small, but not tall, but phenomenal agility and a bigger player. You know, he's a slight lad. But listen, Dylan is a very, very good goalkeeper. And as I say, you know, I'm sure he'll probably stay with us and get the experience and gain the experience. But we were talking earlier on about perhaps, you know, from a radio perspective, player of the year. You know, who we decide upon. And we looked at those positions around the pitch, and I think we would all agree if Rory Fallon had been fit all through the season, from his first half performance of the season, we'd put it no doubt, if he'd carried on that kind of form, he would have been our player of the season. Equally, we've seen in the second half of the season, George Thompson scoring 12 goals now.
And then Jerome in the last.
But the one player that's had a consistency all the way through from the very beginning of the season to the end of the season, who's had to put up with 1, 2, 3, 4 different defensive partnerships, is Ashworth. And Ashworth himself, he leads the defence well now. I know we haven't had a brilliant season, but at the same time, he for me has been consistent all the way through. You know, and it's very difficult as a centre half to have a different pairing and you know someone new at the side of you every other week. And for me, he's been the difference really, actually keeping us up to a degree.
There's also an argument to say that up until the last month or so, Tom Greaves has been the strike force for FC United this season, and it's been quite telling, really. Obviously, Tom Greaves hasn't scored a lot of goals this season, but running-wise and effort-wise and making space for
goal medalist,
exactly. And you can't really, you know, I know you're not ignoring that, but you can't, you know.
No, you can't. You can't. You can't block out, or you can't. You know, not look at the quality and what he's brought to the team this season, Tom. But the one thing is, as a centre forward, unfortunately, you're always judged upon the goals that you score. Now, regardless of whether you're doing doggies throughout the whole game and you're not being in those goal-scoring positions, you still will be expected to score goals. And we haven't played perhaps to his strengths this season, and that's why Tom, for me, as much as he's worked and as well as he's done, he's not going to be in contention for player of the year.
We have got form in that, because we gave it to Greg Daniels last year, and he did score that vital goal against Stourbridge, but the year before we gave it to Mike Norton, if you remember.
Well, we did, yeah. We did. But the thing is, this season, I mean, I thought Greg Daniels deserved it last season. I thought Daniels was absolutely tremendous. His work rate, everything about him, scored goals at crucial times, and we won the league. This season, we're finishing mid-table. Tom Greaves hasn't scored, above 10.
No double figures.
Yet. No double figures for him yet. So, I mean, unless he scores a bagful on Saturday. But I'm just looking at the consistency. Tom's been consistent all through the season with his work rate, don't get me wrong. Greg and the new addition of Thompson, scoring those goals, against the likes of Solihull in that period where we went from being, you know, pretty much, we were going to be in the bottom four. We had three great games, and his quality helped us there. But I just look at, you know, I'm just looking at a centre-half who's worked and worked and worked. And when he first came to FC United in the very first season he was there, I was a little bit uneasy and I'm unsure about him. And I see him grow and develop and develop and develop and become the player. And a very good player at that. And for me, he gets my vote this season simply because of his application, his work rate, his vital, you know, play with other players alongside him that he's had to develop. And in fact, the whole back four is different. Left back, right back, and you know, well, so in that respect.
Well, Leanne said, I think I have to agree with Swampy on FC Radio about Lukashi as being an unsung hero. And if you remember, we pitched the radio award as giving it to someone who might not necessarily pick up all the accolades on the awards night. And I'm tempted.
I mean, I think that a lot of players kind of are disqualified in a way because of the lack of time they've been at the club, aren't there? A lot of new players who joined in the second half of the season, it would be difficult to give the award to. I don't think that there's many players really. There's a short list would be Ashworth and probably George Thompson and Jerome, I would think.
What about Sheridan?
Yeah, I think he would be just getting to the shortlist. Yeah,
Sheridan has been absolutely tremendous. He's a top quality footballer. You'll see the very best of him next season in that midfield role, because you know I think because you know you look at the players that have been out there all through the season, those that have come, those that have gone. I mean, let's not forget, you know, the likes of Brownie is still part and parcel of this football club. You know, they're at the moment out on loan. Linfield as well, and these two players have got absolute quality about them. Now if they can prove the fitness levels first and foremost, and secondly a bit of consistency, then there's no reason why they can't play in Conference North football next season for FC United Manchester. The players that have come in, you know, they've done well, you know, in the latter part of the season. And you're right, we have to discount probably three quarters of the team because they are, you know, relatively newcomers. And in that respect, it leaves you with a few options really, and I think the vast majority of people will be looking to go for goal scorers, and as is often the case, and George Thompson has fitted that bill well. And apart from that, you've got the likes of Jerome, who's had a tremendous second half of the season. Sheridan has been great. I mean, Harry Winter on occasion, but again, they've not shown consistent form. They've shown the quality that they possess, but the only person for me that's shown a consistency throughout the season, and I'd probably give him, with the exception of about maybe half a dozen games, I give him six and a half, seven, pretty much every single game. Some players have had a fives and fours and threes, and I think on occasions he's had eights and nines as well. You know, so and in that respect, there's no one else really you can think of. As I say, Rory Fallon for me had won the first half of the season. Well, hands down, it was no question about it, because he was that player that was had. That beautiful swanky run, that, you know, the great on the ball, the goal he scored against Stockport County, the delivery put in for the second goal for the header for Greaves, which again for me is one of the best headed goals I've seen all season from distance, powered into the top corner. So you know, it's there's not many to choose from.
I think also with Jerome, that difficulty, he did have a long stretch when he was out. He's come back brilliantly, but
you remember those early games where, well, the red card incident at Charlie and the red card against, I can't remember who it was, at Broadhurst Park for this, both for quite similar things really. I think you're probably right, but I don't want to say you're right, Swampy, because it kind of gives the game away on the awards night. Who would thinking about giving it to, and we don't want to influence other branches and other supporters.
I don't think anything I say influence anybody, Ben, in all fairness. No, but I mean, it's for people to think, and they choose their own player, you know, players of the season. It's there's not that many to choose from this season, but you know, I'm just giving an opinion, and if people think about it and they go, oh yeah, actually I see where he's coming from, and they want to vote for him as well, fine. But if not, there's Jerome Ratz had a great second half of the season, you know, and I think a lot of people go towards that because he's pumped out his chest and he's bombing down the left-hand side. He's not been given that many yellow cards, and you know, he scored goals at influential times, and he's been quite an influential captain. You know, he's done very, very well.
See, I mean, I think the shortlist, I would venture, is four players. You've got Ashworth, total consistency, played throughout. You've got Sheridan, very creative midfield. You've got your man, Jerome Wright, who has influenced the second half of the season. You know, when he came
I'll
back,
pick it up.
That's a bottle being thrown in the background, by the way. And the other player is George Thompson, who has had a huge impact. I would think that it's difficult to go beyond those four.
Yeah, I think you're right. So they're the four that we've decided upon. And Ben's going to give me the bottle back to have another go. What you need with the bottle, Ben, to be honest, and is you need a little bit of a bit of weight. And Ben's like, I think he's hocus pocus in.
And he throws it, and it just goes to the left. This is
great chromatry here.
And we've paid a lot for the exclusive rights to the bottle in the bucket, Northern Premier.
Ben, in the bin. The BBC are trying to do a job here, and you're just ruining it. They're putting the stuff away.
Yeah. Still, let's not alienate our media colleagues. But no, I think, yes, Ben, I don't know if you were listening to the last bit, but I think Swampy and I would agree at this stage there's a shortlist of four: Sheridan, Thompson, Ashworth, and Wright.
And on that bombshell, could
even put a fifth in there with Carnell.
That is true. That is true. Definitely, you should shortlist.
Has it been Carnell's best season?
I'm not saying it has or it hasn't. I'm saying
I think that's fair.
You'd put him in there as well.
Yeah.
And on that note, that is the end of this podcast insert. In fact, it's not even a podcast insert because it's going in the main show.
Oh, great.
we've only got one goal to commentate on, and we had an invader on the pitch, which pretty much was our wrap-up. Space invader impressions,
all right.
But from everyone here at Gainsborough...
500 points.
Is it 1983 already?
Have fun, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Next up for FC's first team is the last home game of the season. That takes place this Saturday at Broadhurst Park. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this game, then have no fear. The FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live from Moston at 2:30 p.m. right here on your very own FCUM Radio.
This is FCUM Radio. If you want facts, then you've come to the right place.
And that's it from me for this week's show. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday this week at 8:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening. And from me, Cockers, see you next time.